This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Adam Habig, the president and co-founder of Freedom HealthWorks based in Indianapolis, Indiana. Freedom HealthWorks is becoming a leader in the direct primary care industry, and the focus is to help people get better health care and help doctors circumvent the red tape and help their patients achieve their healthiest self. The goal for all parties is to use direct primary care to keep healthcare costs low across the board, locally and nationally. Mr. Habig, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and great to have you out with us. So overall, people want better healthcare and they want lower cost. You've stated that this is achievable under the direct primary care model, also known as the DPC model. Let's first talk about what direct primary care is and how it works for patients and physicians to kick things off today.
Certainly. Direct primary care is a very simple concept. Philosophically, it's the application of pre-market principles to the healthcare system, which sounds very simple, but it really comes down to a willing physician selling his services for a very clear, specifically defined price to a willing buyer, which is a patient. And while that sounds overly simplistic, I tell you, in the end, it has the effect of just what you described, Eric. We all know that healthcare can never be free, but the best we can do, we kind of call it the holy trinity of healthcare, is to make it high quality, make it widely available, and make it affordable. And it's often been said that those three are not possible in tandem, and we believe that with direct primary care, they are. Healthcare can be both widely available and accessible, which is one thing we'll describe about direct primary care. It can be affordable, and it can be high quality. And so anyways, it really is something that is growing very quickly in popularity across the country with physicians who see this as a way, an alternative really, to what they consider the hamster wheel of modern medicine. Pedal faster, reimbursements and incomes are stagnant or declining, and they're just burning out at tremendous rates. But it's also something that's very interesting for small employers, for businesses really, and also for individuals who look at this and say, what are my alternatives out there today? I seem to be thrust into a one-size-fits-all system that may or may not fit my needs, and we all have gone through the frustration of trying to find affordable quality healthcare when we need it. And it's tough. It really is. So direct primary care, very simply, is you as a consumer or a patient contracting directly with your physician, who is your personal physician, who now works for you, doesn't serve the insurance company or the hospital any longer, but he's got your best interest in mind, works for you to deliver all the care that he can, and then to help you in those times when you do have to access the healthcare system outside of his office. He'll help you through it every step of the way as your personal consultant and guide.
Now, Freedom HealthWorks is becoming a leader in the direct primary care space, and just like family medicine, Freedom HealthWorks also has a family-focused story. Can you quickly share the founding of Freedom HealthWorks for better insight into the core mission of the business?
Surely. Like many ideas, this emerged out of necessity, and I come from a family, both my parents are physicians, still practicing nearly 40 years apiece in central Indiana. And they approached a crossroads a few years ago. By no means were they finished practicing, but I tell you, they were burnt out. They were ready to just get out of the game early. And the question was, why? Why would two very talented caregivers who still had the passion for practice be looking for an early exit from their chosen profession? And the answer was, it was the administrative burdens that have been thrust upon physicians today that had become intolerable. And in order to keep them in practice, this you know, we found this innovation that was called direct primary care, which is nothing more than essentially taking a page out of healthcare 30, 40 years ago, when as a consumer, you go in, you have a direct relationship with your doctor. There's no one in the way. You don't have insurance companies between you and your doctor, government regulators, all those pieces, those intermediaries drop out. And the other thing that drops out is the price, is the cost. So when they approached this crossroads, Eric, and we found this innovation called direct primary care, the other thing we found was that there was no real programmatic path through the weeds, a systematic approach to moving doctors who are interested in this new model from where they were today over to that new model. And with somewhat of a background in launching enterprises, tackled this and did a tremendous amount of research, found the best practices in the industry that were being used. And there were hundreds, if not thousands of physicians who had made this leap over the past decade. But again, everyone took somewhat of an ad hoc approach to this. So Freedom Health Works, the mission has always been to provide a very focused, curated path for physicians who are interested in moving into this new model of practice. And along with that comes the introduction of the model to consumers as well, and to small employers, businesses who are interested in wrapping this into their benefit plan. But so Freedom Health Works kind of runs the gamut in terms of launching, operating, managing, marketing these practices and helping them succeed. But it all started, as you said, from recognizing a need in the healthcare industry on a very personal level, with two physicians right here in Central Indiana who were about ready to retire early because they were absolutely fed up and frustrated with the current system.
And you're certainly doing an awesome job in this space. Now, direct primary care engenders a better outcome for both physicians and patients. Can you speak to this in the short term and the long term?
I'll start with the physicians. As I mentioned before, they're burned out in tremendous numbers. Maybe many consumers aren't aware of this, but this is an industry where you have, dissatisfaction rates approaching 84%. You have half of all doctors over 50 are retiring in the next 5 years, or quitting, I should say. But a third of those doctors in their 30s and 40s are quitting as well. It's not that they've lost the passion to care for people or to practice medicine. It's that they're not being allowed to practice medicine today. They find themselves in a situation where they serve insurance companies, hospital systems. They shuffle paperwork all day. They've become, as some people said, the world's best paid data clerks at this point. But in the short term for physicians, this allows an alternative to the status quo. It allows them to escape that system, move to a system that may be better suited to the way they were taught to practice medicine in med school, slow down, not slam 35, 40 patients through in a given day, but slow down and provide better care to those 10 or 12 that they actually see, and stay in practice longer. We're on track to be short 35,000 primary care physicians in the next decade, 35,000, Eric. And this is a way that we can help alleviate that crunch by keeping those doctors, like my parents who were looking for an early exit, keeping them around a little bit longer, but also enticing doctors into this space because they look at it today and they say, I don't want anything to do with primary care. Very low numbers of doctors are entering the space, and we need quite a few more primary care docs. So in the short term, it keeps doctors in practice. It sustains those who are already in practice. In the long term, it helps alleviate the shortage that we're going to see, and hopefully on the patient side has some similar benefits. In the short term for patients, it's much better care because you're simply getting more time and attention from a skilled physician whom you know and trust. This is not going into the local clinic and saying, dial a doc, whoever happens to be on staff that day. This is a doctor whom you can have a personal relationship with, who is there for you through thick and thin, no matter what. Just like what we call that old-fashioned relationship you used to have with a doctor 30, 40 years ago. That's the short term. You get in whenever you need to get in, same or next day appointments, all for the price of about the price of a gym membership, between $60 and $130 a month is what we're seeing in terms of pricing. And really, you get a trusted advisor for all things health-related. If you've got questions, if you've got concerns, family members have concerns, you've got someone on speed dial that's right there for you every step of the way. In the long run for patients, this can be critical because we have a terrible tendency in today's healthcare system to focus on reactive medicine rather than preventive care. And that's simply because most people don't think about going to the doctor until they're sick. And usually that's too late, and that results in a much costlier remedy and fix to the problem if there is one available. With direct primary care, because you've now lessened the burden on the physician, you've increased the face time with each patient, you've allowed that relationship to reflect more of a proactive nature, more preventive care can be delivered. Certainly those folks who have chronic illnesses or pre-existing conditions love this model because they're the ones that need to be seeing a doctor every quarter or every month even to maintain control of their condition, keep their health at a high level, keep costs down both out of pocket and for the system. So that in a nutshell is kind of a look at the short and long-term benefits for both the physicians and the patients under this model.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Adam Habig, the president and co-founder of Freedom Health Works based in Indianapolis, Indiana, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, let's just clarify for a moment, the direct primary care model is not health insurance. In fact, Freedom Health Works helped pass a law in the state of Indiana to confirm what direct primary care is indeed not health insurance. Can you tell us about this and what implications there might be for the healthcare system as a whole?
You are correct, and then we should clarify this is not a substitute for health insurance. But it does allow health insurance to revert back to acting and looking and behaving like health insurance, because insurance really is a financial safeguard against rare catastrophic events that are somewhat unpredictable. And in other industries, that's how insurance operates, whether it's car insurance or homeowners insurance. Only in healthcare does it look like something else, and that's why costs have exploded over the last several decades. But yes, we're proud of the fact that Indiana is in the vanguard of states now, about 20 that have passed legislation, with more all the time looking at this, clarifying this is not insurance and it should not be regulated by any insurance commissioner. But what it does do, it allows innovation to actually emerge within the insurance realm as new products are coming out already that are complementary to direct primary care that provide that backstop, that major medical type backstop that is needed, because direct primary care is primary care at its root. And while I think the stats are up to 90% of Americans can get all the care they need each year from their primary care doctor, you still need something to protect you from that rare, unforeseen, kind of hit by the bus scenario.
Lastly, Mr. Habig, under the direct primary care model, doctors are clearly able to practice better medicine. Patients are receiving better care. How will this trend take off in the U.S. over the next 5 or even 10 years looking ahead?
Well, I've got no crystal ball, but Freedom HealthWorks was built around enabling this model to proliferate on a national level. And one thing we have really strived to reinforce is that it's not for everybody. It's simply about giving folks alternatives in the marketplace, whether you're a consumer looking for choices and perhaps some cost savings or better care across the board, or simply a peace of mind that you've got a trusted physician, once again, that knows you and is there to help you at any given time. But also if you're a physician that's fed up and looking for answers, I think, Eric, the short answer is as this innovation, along with others, whether it's in health IT, whether it's in pharmaceuticals, as these innovations take root, we're going to see, call it that disruption, but really that positive change within the healthcare system that for so long has been just crying out for this type of innovation. So I believe firmly that direct primary care has a bright future. It appeals to a broad swath of the population for many different reasons. It's certainly not confined to any particular demographic or any particular level of income. It's something that is affordable for nearly all Americans, has tremendous value, and in my estimation, we'll see, we've already seen it spread coast to coast. Nearly every state in the union has direct primary care at this point. I think we're just gonna see it continue to emerge to where nearly every American, no matter where you live, has the option or has an alternative to what they see today. And that would be a local direct primary care practice that they can seek out and join. And here at Freedom HealthWorks, that's our mission, is to try to make that vision a reality for those doctors who might be looking at this. Please do seek us out, freedomhealthworks.com. We're on all your favorite social media sites. For patients who are intrigued, please do find us, follow where we are as we grow and as this movement grows across the country. Stay tuned. And also small employers, as businesses are looking for solutions, for innovation within their health benefits space, please do keep us in mind. Reach out to us. We've cultivated some great relationships across the board with other industry players, whether they're in insurance, whether they're in other pieces of the healthcare service industry. And this movement is certainly, it's grassroots, but it's growing quickly. And so I think the next decade we're going to see the emergence of a healthy, flourishing direct primary care system, really direct pay medicine system, right alongside the status quo.
Again, Mr. Habig, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks for all that you're doing in the healthcare space and also for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you, Eric. I enjoyed it.
We have been speaking with Mr. Adam Habig, the president and co-founder of Freedom HealthWorks, based in Indianapolis, Indiana, becoming a leader in the direct primary care industry with the focus to help people get better health care and help doctors circumvent the red tape and help their patients achieve their healthiest self. And for all the details, simply visit freedomhealthworks.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.